This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
Pointer examined a story ProPublica reported about the taxes paid by the wealthiest Americans. The ProPublica story said billionaires pay little in income tax compared to their massive wealth, sometimes even nothing. The story does not accuse the super wealthy of wrongdoing, yet Pointer still found it a worthy story because it demonstrates why we should at least examine how taxes work for the rich. And certainly this is an example, a great example of investigative reporting, which I feel we're seeing less and less of as newsroom sizes shrink. And yet investigative reporting, I believe, remains something valuable in a democracy.
Absolutely, Rich. And I would say that, we're seeing this decline as newsrooms are cutting back and have been cutting back for several years now. And that's those elements are one of the services that is no longer or not as well provided in newsrooms as had been before. And, in talking about this kind of story, this is something that's it's informational. It's not necessarily the journalists going after or targeting someone, but I think there's talk about disparity about the amount of taxes that the wealthy pay. And it's been long reported and documented that this is an issue. Something that, these journalists were simply looking into and letting readers decide what they want to make of this information. But I think it's very interesting to look at and to see that proportionally that the very wealthy, the upper 1% or fraction of the 1%, indeed don't really pay their fair share. And the readers are left to make their own decisions about that, what they think, if that they think that's something that's justifiable or not, and nothing else. I know as a reporter who had covered covered consumer news and the economy, we would regularly go into and file FOIA requests for information about salaries of public employees, for example, or for education employees and so forth, and publish those and because this was public information. But these are things, I think these are, this is data that readers are interested in and can make up their own minds about. But it's for, informing the public and making sure that they know and they're aware of, for example, where their tax money is going and who's paying and who's not, how much people are paying and what they're contributing. And that's the service that people need to understand that what journalism is providing. And again, as you said, unfortunately, because of cutbacks, because of declining revenue from almost non-existent advertising or very little existent advertising, a service that is not as readily available and provided anymore.
First of all, I really appreciate investigative stories because it's really a challenge for the reporters to file an investigative reporting because there's lots of stuff that's going on. But my biggest qualm is when I find anonymous sources in a reporting, that's a kind of a no-go zone for me because credibility is all about, disclosing from where the information is got. So even though this ProPublica story is kind of, it brings out what the wealthy people are getting away without paying taxes and all that. My biggest consideration is when I see an anonymous in a reporting, I kind of think it's not credible enough. But also that we have to keep in mind that they are not working class people like you and me. When you and me work, the government is ready to take the check from a paycheck every month, and that's about it. We pay a big chunk of money. On the contrary, these people are not like people where they go to work. They are associated with their company, wealth, and stocks, which means they can pretty much get away with that. And also, I think they have access to great chartered accountants where they know what are the loopholes to get away without paying taxes. Take, for instance, Trump. Take, for instance, Warren Buffett. They have paid zero taxes or less taxes than the people who are working in their office, like the secretary. They pay more taxes than what these guys are paying. So again, the point is, we need to understand these are not individuals. These are like icons. And I think, it's the government goes hand in hand with these kind of people because they need them because they are helping them in other ways. For instance, we are only talking about these guys not paying their taxes. But what about all the other CSR initiatives, that is corporate with social responsibility initiatives. These people are, for instance, Jeff Bezos or Warren Buffett. They are the top 50 philanthropists or charity, the amount they have donated in charity last year.
Well, I don't think the charitable giving by billionaires has anything to do with whether they're paying taxes. The taxes pay for entirely different things, services that we all use and need. Will, what are your thoughts on the use of anonymous sources? Are you okay with that, or like Rajvi, does that concern you?
No, it certainly concerns me. And, I mean, just addressing the issue about requesting information about the amount of taxes that the wealthy pay versus the middle class or lower class or however you want to categorize different levels of taxpayers is really what I was focusing in on my initial response. But no, that's definitely problematic. Looking at and using information that comes from an anonymous source, that's you're on a slippery slope in trying to cite that kind of information. You need to have something like that on the record and to have some more of a and more stable and credible reporting, I think.
Don't you think an anonymous source could face legal trouble if the person or people who provided this information to ProPublica, if their names were revealed, couldn't this person or these people get in legal trouble? I think the important thing here the fact that this information came out in ProPublica. No one's disputed what ProPublica has reported.
Exactly, and that certainly needs to be questioned, and that's something that they need to be careful about because, again, you have that kind of a reputation where people you lose your credibility and you have shaky reporting because of that. That's going to help certainly lose their standing as a reliable journalistic source, and they've built themselves up to this point as being that. And so I would think they would certainly need to be a little bit more responsible and careful in who they're relying on and what kind of a source they're trying to use in their reporting.
Again, I think the fact that no one is disputing what was reported, sometimes you need to turn to anonymous sources. And this isn't for example, a political hit job. This has to do with an examination of how the super wealthy are paying taxes or in some cases not paying taxes. And I think that would be different than using anonymous sources in a story with political implications.
See, I mean,
it's certainly
a
worthy story, but they need to get something that's credible and on the record for sure. But no, the story idea is something that's very informational and quite worthy. But yeah, who they're attributing and getting someone on the record is certainly important for something to carry the credibility they need.
See, I think I totally understand the timeliness of the story as well. And the story is such a popular thing. Other day, I went to a mechanic to get my car fixed, and the mechanic was talking about how all these millionaires are trying to get away without paying taxes, and I am paying all my taxes and all that. He was fuming about it. So definitely, I think it brings out the point to the common people that, you know, we are working hard and we are paying our taxes that's due to the government, and we have the super wealthy who are getting away with that. So definitely, I think it's a great story. I don't have anything about that. But as a journalist, my only biggest concern is when a story is citing anonymous sources, that is something I think it's not good, because I believe credibility means we have to disclose the sources, and that's my personal take on that. And again, I mean, it's a great story, it's a timely story, and also it brings to the fact that, you know, all the super wealthy and the super rich always have some kind of loopholes to get away without, you know, paying the taxes that they are required to pay. And again, it's all legal. They're not doing anything illegal because they are finding the loopholes within the tax system. And again, this is all designed for the rich people, and you and me as a common man, I think we are just faced with whatever we got to pay, we got to pay. That's it.
Okay, folks, thanks for your contributions. We're going to wrap up this week's discussion. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.